In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, 3-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's go to our next guest who's on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. You know him. You love him. He is a super best friend of the show. He is Brian Anderson. Brian, I have a story for you to get things going. You good?
Yeah, I'm good. Give me the story.
All right, have you ever seen – and so we just did this hack radio topic where we just told you three of the people who are on Mount Rushmore
He already knew we were hacks. You can skip that part.
All right, so we did this hack radio thing. So there's a hack thing that they do – on local news, and it's like, you've got money. Where's your money? You may have hidden money. I don't know if you guys have ever seen this or not. And it's a lot of times it's like you put a deposit down on gas or electricity when you were in college, and then all of a sudden there's like $35 that the state's been holding on to for a while, and like, ooh, found your money. You'll see it every time during the sweeps periods on local news. It's total hack local news. So, Brian Anderson, we found your money. We did it yesterday. You've got money coming. You know who has it, right?
No. But I'm going to clear something up for you and for your listening audience. I'm going to tell you what makes you a hack.
Okay.
What makes you a hack is that you're still watching local news.
Very cool.
That's it. The fact that you're still watching local news is what makes you a hack, not anything else.
All right, fair enough. That's true. That's why regional newscasts are the way to go. Listen. Your buddy, Brian Anderson, said, he was getting checks that were yours. He was on with us yesterday. And he said to us yesterday that, you know, because you've told us a story before, Brian Anderson, the announcer for the Brewers, who the Guardians are getting sent. So you had said to us before, you know, there was this time when there were sending checks to him that were supposed to come to me. And he told us the same story, but he goes, I might have hung on to one or two of them.
Yeah, no. Listen, he is such a good dude. The way that I really got to meet him, obviously we had crossed paths a couple of different times, you know, just in passing, really. But I think I've told you this story before, where we had our yearly meetings out at Terranea Resort in L.A. And I went to check in. Yeah, I had gotten there early and went to check in, and they said, "Hey, we saw that you were down for two rooms. So we just went ahead on our own. Instead of giving you two rooms, we just put you in a villa." And I'm like, oh, I didn't really I didn't put it all together. I just thought, okay, just a room, you know, room keys will do. And so they give me the keys to this villa and they tell me where it's at. Boys, you've never seen anything like this. A villa at Terranea Resort. It was marble flooring, huge apartment. I mean, this place was unbelievable. I mean, it was absolutely unbelievable. Well, turns out later that night, the other Brian Anderson from Milwaukee is checking in late, and there are no rooms left, and they have turned his room into part of my villa, obviously, putting the two rooms together.
So he goes to check in,
and he doesn't have a room. And all of a sudden, I get a call in my villa from him, and he's, you know, whatever. I said, listen, I go, this could be weird because, you know, it's not like we're that close. We've crossed paths a couple of times, had some fun with each other, you know, doing little hits. If we're playing Milwaukee or they're playing us, which, by the way, was not very often. But I said, you can stay in the villa. I'm like, it was big enough. He could have stayed in the bedroom on the other end, and we probably never would have crossed paths. I mean, this place was – It was amazing, and he didn't. He ended up staying in the room of his producer. I think the producer was there, and so he stayed in his room. And I ended up, you know, screwing him out of. I mean, I didn't do anything. It was the hotel, but yeah, I ended up with this villa that was. I mean, it was stunning.
I would have taken you up on that. They're probably, I mean, it was like it was like two rooms, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. Well, no, we had two rooms because, you know, two yeah. Brian Andersons. And yeah. they just said, no, instead of giving them two, you know, just regular.
Yeah, I would have gone for the villa. I don't know. I bet, would he take the villa now? Maybe he knows you a little bit better now?
He probably would have stayed, yeah. He probably would have come to the villa and stayed on the other end. I mean, if you're going to stay in the room with your producer, I know you spend a whole lot more time with your producer, but you're in the same hotel room. And a hotel room is a hotel room.
Yeah.
This villa was a whole nother level. It was a small home.
Yeah, my head, I'm like imagining the hangover before the Tiger showed up and everything went, you know, completely downhill.
You know what? Similar with the marble flooring. I mean, I didn't have any chickens. You know, there were nothing roaming, no blow up dolls and no, you know, no Tigers. But yeah, it was very similar.
Yeah, exactly. All right. BA joining us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. All right, BA. So, there was a proposal that was sent out, and I think ESPN kind of floated this out there this week, saying that the idea of bringing back the six-inning starter, and that Major League Baseball wants to bring back the six-inning starter. And so they talked to a whole bunch of different people, and the idea that was floated out was that you would have it, your starter go six innings, and if you yank him for a non-injury reason before six innings, you would lose the DH. Do you think that might solve the problem of the six-inning starter, or are you fine with how baseball is right now and we should all just stop trying to fix it?
Oh, wow. You know what? I mean, that's going to be – that's really interesting. I had seen the headline. I hadn't really dug into it too much because I think it came out yesterday. We had an off day yesterday, and I was trying to catch up on everything, getting this house, you know, ready to go, because we go on – after the game on Sunday, we go on a 10-day or 11-day – West Coast road trip. In fact, when our game is over on Sunday, just on a side note, we have 39 games left after Sunday because we're at home right now. 26 of the 39 are on the road.
Ooh.
So, oh yeah, yeah. And in fact, we have two three-city 10-day road trips, including one that ends in Cleveland with a four-gamer in September, middle of September. But anyway, so I haven't really delved into it too much. I just wonder how in the world they would pull that off. You know, I had seen the headline, and yeah, if you pull him before a non-injury, you lose the DH. I wonder if that's enough for these teams to move away from that. You know, you might lose the DH for an at-bat or two, and you've got an extended bench now with the added, you know, roster spots. I wonder if that's enough of a punishment. And on top of that, how can you what if the guy who's gone four innings and he's given up six runs? Well, I got to keep him in there to keep my DH, and he's getting lit. I mean, how does that work? I mean,
wait a minute, Brian. You're asking managers to manage then if you do that.
Oh, listen, the upstairs will find a way to do this. Come on, let's go. There are phones down there. There are tablets. There are runners. There are people lingering. They'll find a way to get them whatever they want downstairs, without a doubt. But no, I mean. That, to me, unless there's other things in play, is just not good enough on the surface, because how can you dictate to a manager he has to stay in for six if he's not hurt? Well, maybe he's not pitching effectively. I mean, there could be a lot of other factors that come into play there. So, I mean, I'd have to dig more into that. I love the fact that they're trying to figure out a way to keep these starters in longer. I mean, the game is just – it's so different. And you know what? You can't blame today's player. You know, you hear people go, well, these guys, there's but no. They don't know any better. They haven't ever been allowed to pitch seven innings. You know, if you're a prospect coming through the minor leagues, they're really limiting you. You know, it's so funny. Doug Wechter, who fills in for me when I don't do games, and he's the pre and post game analyst, was on the show the other day. We had this this Wechter Wednesday, so he'll sit down in the well, and him and I kind of kibitz about the game. You know, just something different when we're at home on Wednesday nights. Anyway, all that to say, we were talking about, you know, claims to fame or how close we ever came to throwing a no-hitter or, you know, stuff like that. And Doug said that he threw the first ever 9-inning no-hitter in A-ball. He was with the Rays. I can't remember what their A-ball team was back then. But anyway, he threw a 9-inning no-hitter in A-ball, coming through the system, the first Ray at any level to throw a no-hitter. And we were laughing about it, and I said, well, then obviously you weren't a prospect. because if you were a prospect, you would have never been allowed to go nine innings. I mean, they would have yanked you out of there after five or six, no hitter or not. That's a long way of making the point that, you know, these guys, they don't know any better. That's how they've been brought through the game. And you finally have a generation of pitchers that have never been allowed to pitch deep. They don't know how. They've never had the reins taken off of them. And so to legislate that into the game, I think if it does happen, I'll bet you that it's going to take years before that gets in, because you're going to have to start teaching at the lower levels how you actually do this, you know. And then on top of that, with all of the max effort stuff and all of the, you know, the injury issues that you're going to have no matter what, but you're certainly going to compound them if you're, you know, forcing guys to pitch deep every single game. You know, if you're asking them max effort, max spin, all of this stuff, you know, there's a lot to unpack there. And so I haven't gotten into it, but there, it's interesting that baseball looks at the issue of starters going five and a third, you know, all that stuff that they find an issue with that, and they'd like to find a way to try and fix it. I mean, I'm sure that's a start, but I think we're a long way from that ever happening.
Brian, that said, like, when you look to see who's going to win the Cy Young this year in the American League, and knowing that these guys aren't going that many innings, does that strengthen the case for Emmanuel Clase to win the Cy Young as a closer?
Yes, it does, without a doubt. We were talking about this the other day. How many guys actually qualify to win an ERA title, to win the Cy Young? Now, remember, to qualify as a hitter for any of the awards, you have to average, I think, 3.1 plate appearances. I don't know if it's plate appearances or at-bats. Either one.
Because we were talking about that with Kwan, because it took him forever to get on to be the league's leading hitter. And you're 100% right, okay?
Right. And so as a pitcher, you have to throw at least one inning for every team game, meaning to qualify for anything, you have to throw at least 162 innings. Who does that anymore? I mean, you hear guys like, boy, this guy's a workhorse, threw 174 innings last year. Oh, wow, 174 innings. Back in the day, you wanted to have that by the end of August so you could get over the 200-inning mark by the end of the season. You know, that was always the goal, was 200 innings. You very rarely, not, I shouldn't say rarely, but there aren't many guys that get to 200 innings. And to even qualify for anything, you got to get to 162. And there are a lot of guys that don't make that, especially with load management. Putting a guy on the fake IL to give him a little bit of a breather and skip a start or two. Now you limit this guy to, you know, 28, 29 starts of going, you know, five innings. You know, okay, you know, there's 140, 150 innings there. They don't even qualify. You know, the Rays this year, I mean, they may have one guy. Zach Littell has a chance, I think, to qualify to get to 162 innings. I don't think anybody else on the staff does. So, I mean, you know, that right there limits your candidates to even win a Cy Young. So, yes, that should strengthen the case of a dominant reliever.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Three-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, biggest question for me is, when you look at the Guardians right now and this position that they're in where they were faltering, now they're rebounding, they had a great series against the Cubs, you know what this part of the season is like, BA. What do the Guardians need to do to be able to maintain this? I mean, they're 97% chance of getting in the playoffs, but it's still not easy. Like, there's always, I don't know, there's gigantic potholes in that road between now and the playoffs that are going to try to suck you in and take you out. And you know that as well as I do, as you look over that course of a 162-game schedule. So what's important? What's important for Stephen Vogt right now to make sure that his players are mentally there? Because for the young guys, I mean, it's no one expected anything from these guys in the beginning. I know you want to go out and say, oh, have fun every day. But I'm telling you, you know it as well as I do. Guys get tight around now, especially when you're hanging on to a lead.
Yeah, well, then it comes down to attention to detail. I mean, are these guys sticking with their routines? You know, what makes them good? What makes us good as a squad? Are we still doing those things? Are we crossing the T's? Are we dotting the I's? Are we putting the work in? And, you know, when everybody talks about, well, you know, you get into late August and mid late August and baseball becomes a grind. It's a grind and it's long and it's, you know, it can really wear on you. And all that's true. When you're in first place and you are looking forward to the playoffs and the division championship, it's exciting. It's exciting to go to the ballpark every day. The fans are excited. You can feel the buzz. You understand what you're working towards, what you're moving towards. So, you know, the grind is for the Cubs, or excuse me, the White Sox. That's a grind for the White Sox. You know, they're playing for their jobs if they you know, so inclined to care about those things. But teams like that, you get into August and it becomes like, oh my good Lord, this is, you know, it just can feel overwhelming. When you're in the position that Cleveland's in, no, you're excited, especially if you're young. Especially if you're young, you should be showing to the ballpark, bouncing around, and, you know, and ready to go, realizing what you are on the verge of accomplishing. And there's still a ways to go, no doubt, but they've gone through these, you know, these valleys and been able to come out the other side. You know, they've had some lulls where you're like, okay, does it fall apart here? Did they lose 10 out of 11? And all of a sudden now here are the Twins and they're tied. And, you know, we just played, oh my gosh, the Astros. So, you know, the Astros, it wasn't that long. I mean, at the end of April, they were 7-19 and they were 10 games out of first place to the Mariners. Well, they kept plugging away. Check the standings now. You know, check where they are now. The Mariners are chasing the Astros. So, you know, these things can happen. Usually they happen over a longer period of time, but they've showed they've been able to manage when things don't go well, that they've been able to turn it around. And again, that just comes down to the process, attention to detail. And so whatever Stephen Vogt and his coaching staff have in place to prepare these guys for the ball games, it's working, you know, very well. And like we talked about last week, maybe the week before, maybe both, this team believes now. They've been doing it long enough to know, yeah, we are this good. And we are going to win this division. Now, whether they do or not, time will tell. But I guarantee you that belief that they're the best team in the division and they deserve to win it is there. It's still about putting the work in every day, and that's what you have to do. The attention to detail, don't slip, don't take things for granted, don't take days off.
Brian, I've got 30 seconds left for this one. You saw the story about the Reds and the Braves playing in Bristol Motor Speedway next year.
Yes.
Just, I have 30 seconds for this one. You just tell me your answer because I thought about you as soon as this happened. I forgot to ask you last week.
I love it. I love that baseball is doing things like that. Yeah, I love when they went out to Field of Dreams and Dyersville and played the game out there. I love it. It brings attention to the sport. It's something new and cool for the players. So yeah, I'm looking forward to that. That's it. And you hit a whole new audience. You're going to get some NASCAR people that may not be baseball fans that are going to be all into that because they want to see their track and how the it's awesome. I feel like
you're hitting in the middle of a valley and you're trying to get the ball out of the valley when you see all that the raceway on the outside, on the outfield and stuff like that. But, all right, we'll have time to talk more about that. Have a great weekend, B.A. We'll talk to you.
By the way, Andy, I love the fact that you give me 30 seconds and then you take up the last 18.
Of course. That's how awesome. It works. You guys have clearly known me for almost 25 years.
Local news, baby. We're teasing forward.
You guys are the best. Have a great weekend.
Coming up at 12:20, more Brian Anderson.
Weather on the force.
That's right. Rocking the hits. Goodbye, Brian. We'll talk to you later.
See you, buddy.
See you, boys.
Peace. Brian Anderson on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. 3-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.